As you have seen, pollinators provide an invaluable service by helping plants reproduce and, in turn, improve crop yields and quality. Our agricultural system, and us as consumers, depend on a multitude of insect and animal pollinators, but the honeybee stands above all others. Most honeybees in the United States are actively managed by beekeepers, both commercial and hobbyist, and these bees are considered livestock. Unfortunately, there has been high levels of bee losses during the last several years, far above what is considered normal. There are many serious threats to honeybees, including the varroa mite, bee disease, loss of foraging land, rough handling practices, pesticide exposure, and colony collapse disorder. University and USDA scientists, as well as beekeepers, are focusing research efforts on identifying the scope of the issue and attempting to develop better practices to combat them. As a pest management professional, you have a role in preserving the health of honeybees and other insect pollinators. The most important thing to do on a daily basis are to read and follow label instructions, especially bee and pollinator-specific protection information. Labels can be long and confusing, but it is your responsibility to read them thoroughly and understand their intentions. When you're out on a job, be aware of your surroundings and be on the lookout for foraging bees, and closely consider any environmental factors that may influence your likelihood of harming bees and performing a successful treatment. With a load of information and expertise, you can explain the issues surrounding honeybees and detail the facts. What are the threats, and how does your job, which regularly includes making insecticidal applications, affect honeybees? A confident and well-spoken answer can put your customers at ease and strengthen your relationship with them.